In our previous show, we began a discussion on the requirement of checking tzitzis before you put them on. So as we said in the previous year, the proper thing is to check them before you put them on, particularly if you're going to maybe making a bracha before on the tzitzis that you're about to put them on. The Paiskim say, the Tehillel David says, if you're wearing tzitzis and you didn't take them off, then you need not check it every minute. Once you put them on, you could rely if that they're fine and stay that way. Moreover, let's say you put on the tzitzis without checking them. You got an aliyah and you quickly have to put on your talus, so you don't have time to start checking the tzitzis. Then you could rely that the tzitzis are fine and you need not check him again. Or some paiskim of the opinion that if you come to shul late and if you can start checking your tzitzis, you may miss tefillah b'tzibur. You don't need to check the tzitzis. Everybody seems to agree that once you check them in the morning, you need not check your tzitzis every moment. Moreover, what needs to be checked, mi'ikar hadin, are only the strands. The Mishnah Brura says that it is praiseworthy to check even the chulyas. It's a good thing to do, but especially there, in one hand, it's much less likely that they will have been torn. On the other hand, by the strands of the tzitzis, which is not the subject of our shiur today, if they're torn, that doesn't necessarily disqualify the tzitzis. But if they're torn by the knots, the tzitzis become disqualified. The place where they're connected to the beged, there almost everybody agrees that you need not check, because it's highly unlikely that they should get torn there. On the other hand, the Paiskim clearly indicate that if somebody has a reason to be concerned that his tzitzis did get puzzled, then it's not just a midas chassidus to check your tzitzis before you put them on. You're obligated to check them. And certainly in a situation where you know your tzitzis got caught in a chair or whatever, you're obligated to check your tzitzis immediately, even if you already had checked them this morning before you put them on. And therefore, as we mentioned in our previous shiur, certainly if somebody makes a bracha on the talus cotton, since as we have been discussing, the main reason that we check our tzitzis before we put them on is because of the bracha of atola concern, he should check his tzitzis. But even if he doesn't make a bracha, it's appropriate to check it from time to time, the tzitzis of the talus cotton, because as we keep on saying, this is a chazaka ha'osi l'shtanois, it's a chazaka that could change, and any chazaka that's osi l'shtanois is an issue. It's also important, the Likutei Ma'arich points out, that the halacha in hilchos tzitzis is very specific how the tzitzis should lay on the corner. And therefore, the Paiskim say that when you're checking your tzitzis, they're supposed to be put towards a slant. And you should be careful to make sure that they're put there properly. Once we speak about the halacha of checking tzitzis, it's also worthwhile to learn the halacha here in Simen Ches, Sif Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzorch lahafrid chute tzitzis zemizeh. Besides that there's a halacha that you should check, that all of the tzitzis are there kosher, you also should make sure that they're all, that each string is separated one from the other. However, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Magen Avraham that if by doing so, you're going to end up with a situation where you're going to lose tefillah b'tzibur. So he says, you don't have to, you should not lose tefillah b'tzibur for the sake of separating the tzitzis. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Arizal that the Rashi Tevis of the word tzitzis is tzaddik yafrit tzitzis of tamid. A tzaddik always separates his tzitzis. And the reason why the Magen Avraham holds that you shouldn't lose tefillah b'tzibur for separating your tzitzis is because the entire reason you're supposed to make sure that your tzitzis are separated is only for a noy mitzvah. And a noy mitzvah is not a good enough reason to miss tefillah b'tzibur. However, the Paiskim do say that it should be you should always try to separate them, and certainly it should be not connected in a very significant way. They're just tangled together, easily separated. But in a situation where the tzitzis are tied together, there's already a bigger shaila if you yoytze the tzitzis. Or for example, they got connected through glue for whatever reason, there the tzitzis may be puzzle. Because the Torah calls the tzitzis tzitzis, and the definition of tzitzis is that they're all separated. And therefore, if you do it that way, if they're connected, they may be puzzle tzitzis. There may be even a bigger problem, the Paiskim point out. We know that the halacha is, in making tzitzis, that they may not be tasav leimen osli. So now, if you have your tzitzis connected to your begad in a way that they're totally connected, very tied together, glued together, by separating them, that's what made them into kosher tzitzis. But what made them into separate kosher tzitzis is your separating them, not your tying them. And the way tzitzis are kosher is by tying them properly, not by separating them. And it may be that if that's what happened, not only must you obviously separate the tzitzis, but it may be required that you remove the tzitzis from the talus and replace and tie them again. So there's a shaila that the Paiskim say. Many people have a special talus that they only wear on Shabbos. So now the question is, if they only wear that talus on Shabbos, do they have to, and there's a question, are you allowed to separate those tzitzis on Shabbos? So the Paiskim say that the best thing to do is on Matzoy Shabbos, because there's another shayla on Shabbos. We know there's a shayla if you're allowed to fold your talus on Shabbos. So the best thing to do is that most people don't fold their talus on Shabbos. They only fold their talus on Matzoi Shabbos. When they fold their talus on Matzoi Shabbos, they should check the tzitzis at that time. And if they're fine and you put them away into the talus bag and they remain here all week, there's no reason to be concerned that something changed. And therefore, you could put them on Shabbos morning. You could be sure that they're separate. You could be sure that they're all kosher and nothing happened. Actually, the Paiskim say this in another way as well. We spoke about checking your tzitzis before you put them on in the morning before you daven. Now, what happens if you're concerned that you're going to come to shul late? And if you start checking your tzitzis before you daven, you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. But as we discussed, it's so very important to separate and check your tzitzis before you wear them. So what you should do is that the day before, when you finish shacharis, check your tzitzis, separate your tzitzis, and then put them in the bag. Nobody touches them while they're in the bag overnight, the rest of the day and overnight. And therefore, when you put the tzitzis on in the morning, when you take the talis out in the morning and put on the tzitzis, you won't need to do any separating and you won't need to do any checking, and still you will have fulfilled the mitzvah in the proper fashion.